General Stanley McChrystal leaves Afghanistan. Many soldiers in the field there are saddened by the news. Stanley McChrystal was very popular with his troops, and he formed a bond with his soldiers. There is one policy, though, that some soldiers say they hope disappears along with the general, and that is limited rules of engagement and the policy of restraint. Some soldiers have pointed out that they feel less safe because of changes to the rules of engagement in Afghanistan. These are rules of engagement that were limited in order to protect civilian lives there. But Afghans point to these very same rules, these very same limitations, as one of the reasons they trusted General Stanley McChrystal. We're here now with someone who's thought very deeply about this. Greg Papadatos is a sergeant in the Army National Guard. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, explain, for those who have never served, these rules of engagement that became limited in terms of what you can do at security checkpoints is one of the things people have pointed to. Soldiers say it makes them feel less safe, although they admit that it protects civilian lives. How does that work?
Well, the rules never really changed. The emphasis on the rules changes from time to time. The idea is you're not supposed to hurt anybody if they're not about to hurt you.
But well, that sounds reasonable.
The tricky part is figuring out who is about to hurt you. And how far in advance do you warn them away, and how far in advance do you take action against them?
Okay, so be specific with me here. If someone is posted at a security checkpoint and a car approaches, how does that then change if the emphasis changes?
Well, do you fire a warning shot? Where do you fire a warning shot? How far away from you do you let them get before you fire a warning shot? What other ways do you have of warning them off? Do you have the ability to fire a warning shot that doesn't hit the vehicle? If they ignore your warning shots, what do? Do you shoot into the engine of the vehicle?
Is that all nailed down, Greg, or is it everybody at every checkpoint is making the rules as they go?
The guidelines you're given change from time to time, but it really comes down to every individual soldier every time.
I've read reports from soldiers in Afghanistan who says this extends beyond checkpoints. It extends to walking through a field and seeing someone approaching you from the other side of the field. It extends to walking through a town and how you interact with civilians who are coming out, say, from between buildings and things like that. Is that the case?
The rules of engagement apply to every time you pick up a weapon.
Okay, so explain to me the idea of restraint. The idea of restraint has become so important in Afghanistan. The ISAF is even considering this proposal to create a reward for courageous restraint, not shooting on civilians. Explain this idea of restraint and how that works in practice.
Well, I thought you were going to ask me about the award, but the idea of restraint is not pulling the trigger until you're absolutely sure. And there's a lot of times that it's a gray area. Maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't. And restraint is always you shouldn't until 100% sure you should.
Okay, well, then let me ask you about the award. Is there a benefit to incentivizing restraint?
Not really, because it's part of your everyday job. So it's an award for doing what you're supposed to do every single day, every single time you pick up a weapon. I think the award is really someone's idea of a joke, and other people have taken the joke too seriously.
Okay, in Afghanistan, you were training Afghan medics, correct?
Yes.
And in Iraq, you were actually witnessing combat, and you saw civilian casualties.
Yes, I did.
And that's never a good thing.
No. You feel very bad for the civilians who are in the wrong place at the wrong time. But then again, you don't feel bad for the civilians who are out to hurt you.
Okay, so this sounds like a very difficult balance to strike.
It is. It is, but it's the duty of every single soldier who picks up a weapon. If you're going to give an award for restraint, you're going to give it to everybody.
Well, it sounds to me like the idea of an award for doing what you're already under orders to do is not just a joke, but it's deeply offensive to you as a soldier, Greg.
I don't think it's offensive. I just think someone was kidding.
Let me read you a comment that's on our Facebook page. Rusty Roy writes in, "Our soldiers should not be placed where they have to practice restraint. That may be what police are for, but certainly not our military. And I'm wondering, soldiers implies that you're at war. I mean, if you're bringing in the army, you're talking about a war.
Well, no matter what the politicians call it, what the Americans are in the middle of in Iraq and Afghanistan is war.
So
if you're carrying a weapon and someone else is carrying a weapon and they're shooting at you, that's war.
Well, then how do you respond to these reports that, you know, General McChrystal was beloved by the soldiers, but that people were a little bit worried about his concern for Afghan civilians, maybe above and beyond the troops, and that, you know, maintaining the stability of the civilian population in Afghanistan is part of that war mission?
The Rolling Stone article that was recently the middle of the controversy specifically says that he went and visited a unit and read their rules of engagement and found out that they had been distorted between what he wrote and what came all the way down through the chain of command. General McChrystal is trying to get Americans to kill fewer Afghan civilians. It's almost impossible to never kill an innocent civilian in real war. He's trying to reduce the number as much as possible, and the intermediate levels of command are screwing it up.
So you're saying that the soldiers who feel that Stanley McChrystal placed a higher value in civilian life than soldiers' life, you feel they got a miscommunication?
Yes.
So do you feel Stanley McChrystal fairly, rightly placed an equal value on those two things? The balance between civilian casualties and deaths of soldiers?
Well, I don't know if he placed an equal value. I know he has... he places a very high value on the lives of American soldiers, and he risked his own life going on patrols with American soldiers, which as a four-star general, he had no reason to do so. He doesn't have to go on patrols, but he did, and he wouldn't put his own life in danger. He wouldn't put their lives in danger any more quickly than he put his own life in danger, and that speaks volumes to me. I'm sorry to see him go.
Maybe he should get the award.
No.
The restraint award.
Going on American patrols with Americans doesn't say anything about whether or not he pulled the trigger.
Greg Papadatos is a sergeant in the Army National Guard. He served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. He's talking about the proposal for an award for courageous restraint in Afghanistan. ISAF is proposing it, is considering it. I also should say that no one assumes that it's going to be, that it's likely to get created.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.